It feels a grotesque act of hubris to issue a summary of this week's Brexit-related events under the title of Explainer. To do so is to suggest that anybody, anywhere, understands at this point what is going on now, never mind what is likely to happen next. If everything that follows has been overtaken by events by the time you hear it, it's hardly our fault. But this week's upheavals in British politics have clarified a few things, not so clearly that they will be clear to those determined not to see them, but such has always been the case with Brexit, a cause which, whatever merits it may possess, has always been espoused most enthusiastically by frauds and or fools.
If you would not vote to join now, then do not vote to stay.
I used to worry that we were living in an increasingly German-dominated Europe. But from what I can see, it might become a Turkish-dominated Europe.
It's not some great V sign from the cliffs of Dover. It is the expression of a legitimate and natural desire for self-government of the people, by the people, for the people.
These are the problems of uncontrolled immigration. We need to take back control and vote Leave on June the 23rd.
Which brings us to this week's high-profile resignations from the government of Prime Minister Theresa May. There have also been some lower-profile resignations of people whose names may fairly be characterised as non-household. May corralled her cabinet this past weekend at Chequers, the Prime Minister's country retreat, the idea being to agree, 2 years after the country voted for Brexit, on some notion of what Brexit would actually look like.
Well, the reason I've been saying Brexit means Brexit is precisely because it does, and to be very clear that we are going to deliver on the wishes of the British people.
What they signed off on was, in essence, what has come to be known as soft Brexit, i.e. an arrangement which maintains much of the architecture of the UK's current trade relationships with the EU, avoids friction at the UK's border with the Republic of Ireland, and hopefully, and most importantly, doesn't tank Britain's economy any more than absolutely necessary.
Brexit Secretary David Davis is out.
The British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has quit.
This proved an intolerable compromise to Brexit Secretary David Davis and Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, both of whom quit. This was instinctively reported as a devastating 1-2 knockout to Theresa May's already wobbly-legged premiership. However, it just might prove to be the opposite, that their departures, to leap gaily between metaphors, could free May to concentrate on just walking the tightrope, without having to tame lions while she does it. It's certainly hard to see that she has lost much. Davis, while campaigning for Brexit, had breezily insisted that the process would be quick and easy, and swiftly, clearly, and embarrassingly lost interest when he discovered that it was not. He did at least seem to be a true believer in the idea of Brexit, however, if not a believer in doing any of the work or learning any of the details or accepting any of the compromises which would make it possible. Boris Johnson was a passably entertaining newspaper columnist who was unsatisfied with being a passably entertaining newspaper columnist and believed himself a man of destiny. His obvious hero and model is Winston Churchill, also a man of letters, although Johnson seems perhaps less likely to win a Nobel Prize for Literature. In Brexit, Johnson saw, and doubtless still sees, his equivalent of what World War II was for Churchill, a crisis from which he alone could lead Britain to triumph. The difficulty with this analogy is that Churchill didn't invade Poland himself. Johnson's resignation letter was characteristic, which is to say that it was self-pleased, self-serving, and carelessly laced with errors of fact. May's response was possibly more deliberately illuminating. The Prime Minister wrote that she was sorry and a little surprised by Johnson's flounce. For listeners unattuned to the native English dialect, when an English person declares themselves a little surprised by your conduct, it is an indication that they regard you with possibly more contempt than fury, but you should give it a few Christmases before you expect another card.
And similarly, to recognise the passion that the former Foreign Secretary demonstrated in promoting...
Hold order, deliver the unseemly atmosphere. I want to hear about these important matters. And I think the House should. The Prime Minister.
Thank you.
As for what happens next, you're unlikely to lose money betting on further petulant dramatics, but it is possible that Theresa May, and the relative sanity she represents, has been strengthened by the recent turbulence. The Brexit headbangers simmering at her now do not appear to have a serious candidate or a plausible plan. Her party, and it seems safe to assert, her country, do not want another general election. The EU would probably rather deal with May than any of the likely alternatives, and may be accordingly amenable.
I was described by one of my colleagues as a bloody difficult woman. And I said at the time, the next person to find that out will be Jean-Claude Juncker.
Or, of course, the fact that serious contemplation is being given to the thought that Theresa May is a finger-steepling tactical genius, deftly executing a brilliant long-term plan of damage limitation, could be conclusive proof itself that Brexit is driving everyone out of their goddamn minds. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.